Welcome to the podcast 365. I'm one of your hosts, Richie Carter, and I will be joined by my co-host, Minister Mike.
How's everybody doing? Glad to be here.
Podcast 365 is basically, it was two guys, me and Mike. We actually grew up together, did a lot of things together. We did a lot of walks together, and we're taking a different walk this time, Mike.
That's right. We been friends a long time and done a lot of things, seen a lot of things, and what we realized we never talked about was our relationship with God. It's amazing. But in talking about that recently, we decided to do more than talk about it. We wanted to not only engage the word, but we wanted to do what the Bible says we're supposed to do, is to go out and to be fishers of men.
Right. So now we're actually going to walk with it, walk about it.
That's right.
We're going to walk and talk about it. We're going to walk the talk.
That's right. That's right.
Right, right. So just think about some of the things that we've done together.
Man.
We went to elementary school together.
Yeah.
Middle school.
High school. Yeah.
We both played percussion.
We did. We both drove. I taught you how to drive your stick shift.
You did. You know what? I forgot about that. Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
We both had Mustangs.
We did. Both had Mustangs. Have you had a motorcycle?
No, I didn't get a motorcycle.
Okay, all right.
I had a go-kart.
Okay. We'll let that count.
Parents won't let me get the motorcycle.
Well, my parents didn't either. I was in Japan, another country.
Oh, okay.
When I got mine.
Okay, all right. I came close.
Yeah, mama couldn't come to Japan and make me get off of it. So that's when I got my motorcycle.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Let's think of something else we've done together.
Oh, man. We used to raid the church pantry together.
Oh.
So everybody at First Missionary Baptist Church, on those Mondays when the kids didn't have the peaches or the Jell-O pudding, it was me and Rich.
You didn't tell too much. Now they're gonna come get us. Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna tell the people a bit about myself.
Go ahead.
I love God. I love my wife, Tina. I kids, Nicholas and Lauren. I have fun no matter what. I wear bow ties. I love to dress up. I love to dress down. I love golf way too much. I love to laugh. My friends inspire me. And on a daily basis, I try my best to make my friends happy as well. Giving back makes me happy. I have a deep fascination for all types of art. You know, I love art. All different facets of it. It runs in my blood. I have a taste for all things tasteful. I don't mind when my wife spends too much time in Ann Taylor. You know, I pour myself into work. I'm a photographer. I have way too many cameras. I love to travel. Traveling excites me. I can't wait till this COVID thing is over so I can get back to it, so that I can start traveling and taking photographs as well as podcasting abroad.
All right.
Helping others is a must.
Amen.
We should all enjoy life a little bit more than we do now.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit, tell the people a little bit something about yourself.
Well, I like the outdoors. I didn't know I was a country boy. I didn't know I was a country boy till I became a man.
Yeah.
Raised in Alabama. Raised in the city, but my grandparents lived in the country. Hmm. And on the weekends, I would walk home from school from Colonial Hills.
Right.
But on the way home, on those Fridays, I would stop by J.F. Drake Technical College and wait on my grandfather, and I would go home with him. Hmm. And I would spend my weekends out in Tony, Alabama.
Hmm.
And out running through cornfields and feeding hogs and all that kind of stuff. I like to garden. I like to see flowers. I love colorful flowers, and I'm excited for our home because this is the second summer, so I'm going to get to plant flowers and that kind of. I love to cook. I'm always in the kitchen on the grill.
Hmm.
I love to see other people happy and laughing when I cook. I love when my family is around and eating and we're fellowshipping. I love when my friends are around and we're fellowshipping, and there is no need to rush. You know, our home is an open door. I like for everyone to be happy. and I love knowledge. I'm an educator now. I served 20 years in the military.
Right.
Even in the field of education in the military. You know,
thank you for your service.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I never said that until I retired. I never said you're welcome to people as much as I do, but I understand it more as a retiree. Mm. But I was saying that I enjoy helping people understand how they learn. What I've come to know as an educator and in my pursuing my degrees is that if understanding your learner modality helps you in how you process and progress in life, that's work, that's your personal life, and especially in your spiritual life. And what I mean by your modality, some people are audio learners, auditory.
Right, right.
Some people are visual. Some people are kinesthetic. They have to have the hands on it. And the thing about the Word of God is you have to encompass all of those things.
Right.
You have to hear the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, see it. You have to see it with your own eyes,
right.
Visualize it, but you have to touch it. And how can you touch the Word of God? By your life experiences.
Right.
And by us taking this walk, it's giving us the opportunity to touch the Word of God by sharing it with other people. So I'm excited about this walk. I'm excited to take this walk with my best friend, and I'm most certainly excited to take this walk with whomever out there is listening and is ready to take this walk with us.
So for the next 365 days, what we plan to do is actually study God's word, basically book by book.
Amen.
And so far, you know, we're going to start at Genesis. We're
that's
not
right.
going to go to the New Testament. We're going to start with the Old Testament because that's going to be the basis of everything.
Yeah.
We're going to start there, and we're going to blog about it. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
We're going to discuss it. We're going to learn it.
Yeah.
And we're going to discuss it, share it with our friends.
That's right.
And that's really, I mean, because sharing is caring.
Yeah. That's right.
And if we don't care, why should we share?
That's
vice
correct.
Versa, right? So basically, what this podcast is going to do is it's going to allow us to basically just have a better walk, a better understanding of God's word,
yeah.
who he is, what he does, and why he does it.
Amen.
Knowing that in the end, God always wins.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
Anything else you want to say to the people?
I just hope they join us. I hope they are willing to take the walk and learn something about themselves as they learn about the Word of God.
Yes, yes.
Because
yes.
It is Jesus is the light of the world, and when we live in this world and we allow His Word to live in us, then it illuminates us.
Right.
And it shines the light in those places where we don't want that light to shine.
True.
So what we're hoping for also is that in the walk, you learn to also shed some things that you've kept hidden.
Right.
Those hurts,
mm-hmm.
those things that keep you a little further from God than you need to be.
Right.
So this is a walk also about, I'll say, restoration.
Yeah.
And rejuvenation.
Hmm.
So again, can't wait.
Can't wait. Can't wait. So I want to thank everybody for listening to our introduction. This is a short introduction of what we're getting ready to do. We plan to release an episode every week. And we would like for you to also to subscribe so that you can get that notification.
Right.
When a new episode comes.
Yeah, hit that button.
Yeah. So join us in this walk as we take our daily walk with the Lord, with each other.
That's right. Join us.
So with that said, that's it.
Let's take a walk.
Let's take a walk.